Chapter 28. The Book, My Testimony. As nearly everyone knows, the World Trade Center's twin towers were destroyed by terrorists on September 11, 2001. Ever since this tragedy happened, I have been continually crying and praying for those who lost their loved ones. My compassion went out for those who were trapped and couldn't get out or be found, and for their families as well. In one sense, I am not sorry for the ones who were saved when they died, because I know they are in a far better place. But I am very sad for those who died without knowing our Lord Jesus, because I know where they are also. On September 14, I kept on crying profusely as I thought about how much pain those people had to go through. I thought especially of the children who lost their fathers and mothers. As all these thoughts came to my mind, my heart ached over their pain and sorrow. While I was worshiping the Lord, I began to cry again. I was crying very hard and couldn't stop. A strong anointing of the Lord's presence came over me, and I noticed my Lord Jesus was crying with me. I could tell that he was very sad, and I felt that his heart was aching for these hurting people. Remember, our thoughts are in Christ. He started talking to me and said,
"Daughter, I can see how much compassion you have for others. My heart is aching for those who are hurting because they lost their loved ones."
He explained,
"I must tell you, they must concern themselves for those who are with them. No one can live for his or her dead. Those who died and didn't know me could never have been mine. But through their death, their family might be saved. Those who died without knowing me, they had a chance to be saved, but ignored my gospels. It is written, 'Do not live for tomorrow. Live from day to day.' My coming for my people is so near. I try to save as many souls as I can, no matter what it takes. Satan knows this, and he is trying to destroy as many souls as he can before they're saved. People should realize why so many people are dying now. Every church must cast out the devil continually by prayer. My churches have been too comfortable. I'm very dissatisfied with many of them. I want the whole world to know that I am a fearsome God. I love my children, and that is why I died for them. I must be first in everyone's life. Everyone needs to repent and be humbled before me. What happened to New York is a very small price to pay. There will be a great distraction in this world continually until I come for my people. That day is sooner than they expect."
After having received this powerful word from the Lord, I can understand a little better now why the Lord showed me many mountains and the buildings that were on fire. The fire came down from the sky, and then snow came down until the whole world was covered with snow. He wants everybody to repent daily and purify himself or herself so he can bring all his people to his kingdom. Our Lord Jesus loves us so much that he doesn't want anyone to miss the trumpet sound. He said no one can love him more than he loves us. If I say to him, "I love you a million billion ways," he still says,
"I love you more."